Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Thomas Becket, martyr. Thomas lived in the 12th century in England. He came from a wealthy merchant family, and his early life was marked by a pursuit of worldly pleasures and ambitions. His charm, intelligence, and administrative abilities caught the eye of Theobald of Bec, Archbishop of Canterbury, who appointed him Archdeacon of Canterbury and later recommended him to King Henry II. At 36, he was appointed Chancellor by King Henry II, a position which made him the second highest authority in the kingdom. During his tenure, he lived a life of luxury and indulgence, enjoying a close friendship with the king, and they shared a love for hunting, feasting and drinking, and military campaigns. Becket's worldly lifestyle, however, took a dramatic turn when he was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury in 1162. This position, traditionally reserved for a deeply religious individual, conflicted with his luxurious life. After his consecration, Becket underwent a profound conversion and transformation. He committed himself to a deep life of prayer, to penance, and to upholding the duties of his office. This change, however, led to a great conflict with King Henry, especially over the rights and privileges of the church. The most significant point of contention was the Constitutions of Clarendon, by which Henry sought to have authority and power over the church, which Becket opposed and spoke out against. Becket's opposition led to his exile in France for 6 years. Upon his return to England in 1170, tensions escalated, and in an outburst of rage, King Henry made a rash statement, wishing someone would get rid of Becket. Well, four knights, looking for a way to gain the favor of King Henry, set out at once, traveled to Canterbury, and murdered Becket in his own cathedral on this day, December 29th, 1170. Becket's final words as the sword struck him in the head were, "For the name of Jesus and the protection of the church, I am ready to embrace death." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you speak out against evil, you may suffer for it. So should you risk doing so in public, speaking against evil and falsehood? And if so, when? Well, there isn't any exact formula, but I want to give you five prudential principles that can help you make good decisions about when you should and shouldn't weigh in on a given issue. First of all, you don't have to tell everyone everything. Sure, you can never speak or endorse a lie, but sometimes you can just keep silent. No one should be spouting their opinion on every issue or every current event. If you're constantly proclaiming your views to the world, that's a sign, probably, that you need to step back and be more selective about picking your battles. Second, one must determine the seriousness of the falsehood being disseminated. Is this a crucial issue, say about Christ and his church, or about life or death? Is it something you think immortal souls depend on? Or is this something less urgent, say a pet peeve, or a false conception you're tired of hearing about? And third, what is your authority and potential impact? Now, a bishop has a greater authority and potential to affect change in the minds of people than a layman when it comes to matters of faith and morals. And a doctor may have a greater authority and impact defending the unborn than an accountant. So we must ask ourselves, do I have a competency or authority or potential impact that others will have? And if so, then I have a greater responsibility to speak out on that subject. So, am I competent to respond effectively relative to others who might speak the truth? And if I do, then I must. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One strategy could be that, rather than speaking from your own authority, instead, recommend to people some more competent authority to read or listen to on an issue. The best authority to lead people to is Jesus in the Gospel and his teaching in the Catechism. However, if every competent authority is silent, then someone has to speak out. It may be that you have to speak, because those who could speak better and more effectively have chosen not to. Fourth, what are the goods you realistically stand to lose for speaking the truth? Do you stand to lose the esteem of those who are complicit with sin and the persecutors of truth? Then so what? Why would you want their esteem in the first place? Do you stand realistically to lose your job? Well, what is the likelihood you can get another? Do you stand to lose your company? How many families rely on you for work? These aren't the only considerations, but it is crucial to consider these things. You owe those close to you, and especially your dependents, more than you owe an anonymous public. Of course, that includes your example, and your family may benefit from seeing you publicly ridiculed. But in any case, you have to ask, how will your standard affect you, but not only you, how will it affect those around you? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth principle asks, what's your motivation? Why do you want to speak out? Or why would you choose to remain silent? Now, there are good and bad reasons for both. Do you want to speak out because you are experiencing a personal inconvenience that makes you angry? Conversely, are you afraid to speak out because it may cost you some personal inconvenience, but not a real loss of significant good things? Our fears and disordered attachments to our ego, comfort, and selfishness can cause us to speak when we should be silent and to remain silent when we should speak out. So we need to examine our motivations and ask ourselves, am I the kind of person who is more likely to be timid and silent when I should speak out? Or am I more likely to be brash and speak out when I should keep my mouth shut? We need to know ourselves and then try to counterbalance our excesses so that we can stay the middle course, which is closest to virtue. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We must be courageous. And courage means that we are willing to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater things, even to the point of sacrificing our lives. However, courage must be guided by prudence. Therefore, we need to be strategic. There are two tragedies in life: to die on the wrong hill, and to not die on the right one. We must have the courage to lose things for the right cause. At the same time, we don't want to stupidly throw away our reputation or our profession or our freedoms for dying on every hill in sight. So plan out ahead of time what hill you are willing to die on professionally, socially, or physically. What hill would you die on? What issue would you be willing to truly sacrifice for? In what way will you sacrifice your lifestyle? Try to make this a realistic as possible exercise. Would you be willing to sacrifice lifestyle and comfort to have more children? Would you be willing to lose your reputation to defend the lives of unborn children? And are you willing to defend the truth that Jesus Christ continues to teach today through the Pope on matters of faith and morals, and therefore we owe our obedience to the Pope in faith and morals, and we should never attack the authority of his office? St. Thomas Becket was not only willing, but he did give his life to defend the authority of the Pope. Good people may disagree with you on whether you should die on this hill, but that might be because it's not their hill, but yours. However, if there is no hill that you will die on, if there is not greater cause for which you'd sacrifice yourself, then that means you're a coward. Finally, there are millions, maybe even billions of people in the world who think the atheistic secularism consuming our world is crazy, but they are scared and discouraged, and they need and they want to be encouraged by courageous Christians who are willing to sacrifice lesser goods in order to defend greater ones. So, be among the brave, not the reckless, not the cowardly, but the brave. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were your thoughts on this meditation?
I was really struck by that point, very early on, very briefly mentioned, that we're afraid to lose our reputation to people who are already in the wrong. And that's such an interesting thing, because I think it's very true that I don't want to lose my reputation. But I've also said before, it's a good thing to be hated by the right people.
Yeah. Where do you think people really struggle with this in our culture?
Where or
yeah.
why?
Where, what issues, why? That's two questions.
I think it's the big things that people are quite literally canceled for. I hate modern slang because it just sounds so cheesy when you say it. But
what does being canceled mean?
It means, in an old-fashioned sense, falling out of fashion, falling out of popularity.
Yes.
And that shouldn't be the main thing. But the thing is, it can quite drastically. The difference is that it's not just, oh, you're not popular anymore. It means your name is so bad that if anyone associates with you, they've made a mistake.
Yeah.
The general public has decided that you're socially exiled in a sense.
I'm glad you used the word exile because, yeah, it's exile.
I was thinking this recently because I was thinking about J.K. Rowling, the writer.
Yeah.
Everyone hates her.
Yeah.
Everyone hates her beyond belief. And I hadn't given it a second thought. And I hated her because I was like, yeah, I love Harry Potter. But people just always talk about she's really gone downhill and it's really awful. And I looked into it and I read her entire statement on everything for why she was canceled. And I was like, I agree with all of this. I just never read it for myself.
So you agreed with her position.
I did. And it was, at least for the most part, she's not religious. So we obviously disagree on certain things. But she chose what hill to die on. And she did.
Yeah.
But it's, and obviously I don't know all the ins and outs of her life. So I can't fully vouch for her. But nor can I fully condemn her. And that's what we do. But, and people, I think, are rightly fearful of that, because you can lose everything. It makes you almost impossible to hire. People don't even question it. They just hate you. But I think that's a good social martyrdom. That
yes.
You're right. It's, we want to be loved by the wrong people. And those people who would, without even knowing who you are, or anything about you, or all the details of the situation, the ones who would cast you into the fire anyways, aren't the people who you should be fighting for their respect anyways.
Exactly.
But we should also be very careful not to immediately condemn people, even celebrities. We act like we know so much about people, and it's crazy.
We not only act like we know so much about people, we act like we know so much about issues when
yeah.
we don't. The biggest one I find with Catholics is I hear them verbally and I see it written constantly attacking the Pope.
Yeah.
The constant attack on the authority of the Pope.
It's kind of an interesting concept to me. I actually don't run into a lot of people, but I think, I don't think young people think about it, because we have our generation to fight with. So we kind of only have the one big enemy. But it's an interesting concept to me, because I don't know what authority we would think we have over the Pope.
Well, that's precisely the issue. But the first thing that we have to be reminded of is that, as I said in the meditation, Jesus continues today to teach through the Pope. When we attack the authority of the Pope on faith and morals, we're attacking Jesus. And Jesus said in the gospel to Peter and the apostles, "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me."
Hmm.
When we attack the authority of the Pope on faith and morals, we're attacking Christ. We're setting ourselves up as an enemy of Christ. And what's really ridiculous is that Pope Francis, on every important issue, has come out on the right side. When it's speaking about celibacy, about women priests, about abortion, about the sin of homosexual activity, of all these things, he's been exactly right. There's no issue that he's been wrong. But we're in a very dangerous position because we have, quote unquote, many good Catholics who are attacking the authority of the Pope, which all that does is undermine the visible source of unity. Yeah. See, the Pope is
a house divided.
Exactly. Jesus established the Pope to be the visible sign of unity.
Mm-hmm. In the Catholic, in the universal, the unified church.
In the unified church. And so we're cutting that. And that's a very dangerous position. Mm-hmm. So people are speaking about it when they don't even know what the issue is. So I find this often, that people get up in arms about things of which they have no knowledge and no authority.
You know, I kind of see that even in myself. I'm trying to be better about not speaking with too much authority on things that I have no authority in or don't know much about. But it can be hard because we can get passionate. We have the inkling of an opinion, but we turn that into our final battle. And that can be such a misstep.
Do you think that we pick these things that are, how should we say, what did you say, minor battles?
What do you mean, which part of what I said?
What I'm thinking about is this. We get passionate and angry and vocal about things that we shouldn't. And I think we do so to distract ourselves and escape from the things that we actually should.
Interesting. You mean the battles that we can actually fight?
That we should fight.
That we must fight.
And the number one battle we must fight, our own personal sin. I think the biggest temptation is that we can get up in arms about what we think the Pope should have done or shouldn't have done, or what the church has done, or this public official, or whatever. Mm. And it's all a way to deflect and escape from the most important issue, that I need to convert. Mm. And I think this is the key of Thomas Becket. What happened first? He personally converted, changed his life. Then he was able to defend the truth to the point of martyrdom. We get angry, worked up about issues outside of us, and we never do the most important thing, and that it, we should get crazy worked up about our own sin and get rid of our own sin.
Yeah. Well, it's also like this. We, behind closed doors, will say all kinds of the things that we would change about everyone and everything, but we don't actually go to those people and help them. Or we would never actually, if it were an issue that needs to be brought up, that's when we don't bring it up to them. We only do it in improductive ways, or unproductive, I mean.
Yeah, we do it in the form of gossip, of backstabbing, rather than the courage to go to a person privately and in charity and say, hey, what you're doing is self-destructive and I love you and I don't want you to destroy yourself. How can I help you?
So I think in a lot of these matters, it might not actually be concern, but that we're kind of infatuated with fury and getting heated about something and fighting a battle.
Self-righteousness in the way of cloaking our unwillingness to change personally.
Because I think it's important to have a lot of conversations about theology or maybe even politics and your beliefs about the world, but I feel like those conversations should be in the vein of understanding, but many of the conversations are more of in the vein of just fighting about it, which is not for either of you to learn, but just that, like you said, that self-righteousness. We want to feel like we're fighting for something. Actually, I think we want to feel like we're winning something, but I think I need to check myself more on that and try to take from just for the perspective of learning or concern. But there's not much to be won if I'm just having an argument with someone over it.
Yeah.
Especially if I know very little about the subject and I'm not an authority on it.
Most of us don't need to spend much time championing public causes.
Mm-hmm.
We need to spend a lot of time getting over our sins and then helping our loved ones get over their sins. So what should we do? Personally, we need to pray more. And we need to get offline. And we need to be committed to our families.
Yeah, and I think our friends. Big thing online is just an echo chamber, and it only fuels the wrong side of that battle. And it keeps us away from the battles we should be fighting and the hill we should be dying on.
Well put. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.